Hello, everyone. I'm here to talk about Oren Burks from Vanderbilt, our third-round draft pick. Oren is playing inside linebacker for us. He comes from Vanderbilt. He was a team captain there. He's pretty versatile. Started off as a safety, played outside linebacker, and then moved to inside linebacker. He's an athlete. He is a very well-rounded individual, high character, comes from a strong family that way. All are achievers. We're really impressed with this player. We're glad we got him. Any questions?
With his athleticism, can he kind of help the middle of the field coverage, especially in sub package?
Yes, we believe he has the ability to do that. He's going to come in and compete initially there, but we do think he can help with the coverage.
4.5 sacks the last 2 years combined. What kind of blitzer is he?
We think he can do it. We just like his versatility overall. Like you said, he's athletic. We think with some of the packages, possibly that Coach Pettin has, he probably will be able to help us with that. But until then, we're going to have him out there competing. So,
John, how does he fit Mike's defense and the style and the scheme that he likes to play?
Well, as far as a fit for the defense, Mike could probably elaborate better on that. But from our standpoint, we hate to harp on it, but the versatility that he brings to us. He's athletic, and he's going to be able to cover the field, when he's out there, side to side. And like I said, coverage-wise, he's definitely going to be able to help us there.
John, in 3 years of starts, and moved around a little bit, right, from kind of hybrid safety.
Correct.
And a little more inside, 15 tackles in one game last year. Did he really start coming under the radar within the last year and a half or so?
Yeah. Like you said, he was in high school. He played the more of a safety role. And then when he got to Vanderbilt, and I think it just came with him becoming more comfortable within the defense and how to see it in there. And we saw that progression during this season, too, that he progressed. And like you said, the 16 tackles in the game, we think his arrow is going up.
Has he matured physically? Is that been part of the reason that he's moved into the middle? And then how much weight do you think he can put on ultimately?
As far as the weight stuff, again, that's not my expertise. But, as far as him gaining weight, yes, he has. And with the position moves, he's a young man. He's going to be studying football full time now, and we feel he'll be able to gain some weight, and he's more than physical in there.
What do you like the most when you turn on the tape, John?
What we liked again was his quickness, his burst, his acceleration to the ball. For being more of a novice at the inside position, his toughness, what he was able to bring in that aspect of it, for being more new to the position.
Throughout the day, was it a priority to move back into the third round, or were you looking specifically to see if Burks would fall into the area that you could get in there?
It sounds like a generic answer. I mean, we're always looking to move up, to help improve our team. But, Brian is more the one you want to talk to on that.
What did you guys find out about him during his visit here before the draft, and how did that kind of – play into your thinking and your liking of this kid?
Yeah, what the visit was, it cemented what we were thinking about the player. It was great to meet him. Yes, sir. No, sir. Everything that you would picture a Vanderbilt player to be. And it was good. It was a good visit for him to come and meet with the coaches. And it was, we just wanted to be positive what we were getting.
Coaches, I assume, put him on the board and kind of took a look at what his IQ and stuff like that.
The visits entail a lot of things, and, of course, you wanted him to meet with the coaches and It was all good.
Hey John, is this kind of a position that's really just been created out of the NFL over the last three or four seasons, this type of body type of player?
Yeah, I believe that is. It has, just with more passing and more spread offenses, but, you know, it's the game evolves. It also goes in cycles, too. So we think he kind of encompasses both things, though. You know, we think even if the NFL wasn't going this way, that he'd be a choice for the Packers.
Scott, this kind of hybrid player, what's the most important thing you're looking for in terms of his ability? Is it coverage or tackling or what is it?
Ultimately, it's a combination of both. The athleticism. I'll keep going back to that. That's the thing you're looking for in this, athleticism, and then, you know, the toughness to be able to come down inside there. Now, like I said, you know, we see him as an inside linebacker, and that's what, you know, he's going to be playing for us.
Coverage wise, was a lot of man, a lot of zone? Did he do tight ends, receivers? What'd you see there?
He was mainly a zone cover guy, but again, he has the length, he has the size, he has the speed. You could see him match up some man to man with tight ends. We believe that, you know, there is a the skill set's there for him to succeed at both.